You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back on the field at the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse for this week's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with a draft question from Twitter, at RogerThatB17. Considering the Broncos' offensive line gave up 52 sacks last season, would Quentin Nelson address the most urgent need? Well, let's just start with the offensive line and start with the Broncos lineup right now. At guard, of course, Ron Leary at one spot. The other guard spot, that could be Max Garcia. That could be Connor McGovern. McGovern played pretty well toward the end of last year. That may not seem to be the biggest need up front. The other thing is that even though, yeah, you've got questions at right tackle, Menelik Watson coming off the injury that cost him the last 2 months of last season, and Cyrus Kwanejo, among others, playing later on in the year, at least along the offensive line, you've got a proven starting option at every spot. So if you look at the Broncos roster overall, look at their starting 22 as it projects today, there's really only one spot where the Broncos don't have an experienced option in terms of a lot of starting experience, and that's tight end, but certainly they're hoping that Jake Butt, who they drafted last year, can be a primary option there. So they go into this draft now pretty well covered at all the spots when it comes to kind of filling out your lineup card, so to speak, and being ready to play. So that gives them options. And while Quentin Nelson is outstanding, he is the top player on my draft board, independent of how you'd put them in the draft, just in terms of quality. Is he someone that you pick as high as number five because he's a guard? That's the big question with him, the value of guard compared to other positions that you could take at number five. And that's part of what the Broncos are going to have to answer over the next few weeks if they hang on to that number five spot. So, yeah, guard, it's a position if the Broncos addressed with Quentin Nelson, they could certainly improve that, but I don't see it as the biggest need position right now. Next question from Emilio Garcia. Do you think we have a legitimate chance for a run at the Super Bowl now that we got Keenum and if we draft a good instant impact player at number five? Well, I'm a bit of a realist, so I'm going to say, look, you're sitting at 5-11 coming off of last year. Case Keenum certainly upgraded the quarterback position, but of course now Keep Tlaib, trade him to the Rams. So I think you're overall better because you improved the quarterback position, but going from 5-11 to the Super Bowl, just, you may want to hang on for a bit. You want to take it step by step. Go from 5-11 to at least competing. And can you get in the playoffs? Certainly. Then if you can get in the postseason, that gives you a chance. But it's not just about Case Keenum. One of the reasons that Keenum succeeded in Minnesota was he had some good targets to work with, particularly on short to intermediate routes. He had, of course, Kyle Rudolph at tight end, Adam Thielen at wide receiver. And you've got Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders on the outside, and those are two very good options, and those are guys that are going to help him along. But I want to see what happens at tight end. How does Jake Butt come along? Mentioned him in the previous answer. He's going to be crucial. If Jake Butt works his way back from that torn ACL, then he's going to give the Broncos a red zone option that they haven't had really since Owen Daniels or even Julius Thomas before that. What happens at slot receiver? Can Carlos Henderson handle that? Or is that something you address on day two or day three of the draft? A guy like Deshaun Hamilton or Braxton Berrios, maybe those guys could be on the radar. River Craycraft, a guy who was on the practice squad late last season, he could be a slot receiver option. So while Case Keenum certainly helps, I think the Broncos still have some work to do over the course of the offseason, maybe even another piece or two to find in the draft, and not just at number five, like you mentioned. It could be pieces they find in round two, round three, round four. Just have to wait and see. If the Broncos could be in the playoffs next year after 5-11, I think that would be a very successful season. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us next week from the league meetings in Orlando, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag Ask Mace, or listen to me every weekday with Ring of Famer Steve Atwater and Ryan Edwards on First and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. Talk to you next week.